Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Spelling Bee shirt, New York Times, Spelling Bee.
It's just pissing me off. Stupid.
You don't like the Spelling Bee?
I hate the Spelling Bee.
I hate it too because I always want to get genius and I never got close.
It's stupid.
You never get, do you ever get genius? Do you even play?
I don't do it.
Oh.
See, I stopped playing it.
It does get a little.
Playing it?
I stopped playing it because you can't really beat the game in one sitting. So it's like a game that you have to carry on throughout the rest of the day. And you know, it's like when you've been playing Tetris over and over, you just start like looking That's at weird. Tiles and you start solving it like in your brain. Like it was haunting the back of my mind for a while. Spelling Bee, I was viewing everything. I kept
in the waffle pattern.
Yeah.
The way that I discovered this was I saw Ken Jennings, who is the host of Jeopardy and the most winning Jeopardy player of all time. He tweeted his screenshot like 6 years ago and it was like, I got genius 100 days in a row. And I was like, what is this game that he's playing? And that's how I got into the whole New York Times.
100 days in a row?
How long does it take you to do it?
I don't really do it anymore. But yeah, it would be like...
Stolen Valor.
Well, I'm not saying I'm...
he's just a fan.
I'm just a fan
No, it's a one-day thing. You only have 24 hours to do the Spelling Bee, and then there's a new one.
No, I know, but like, how long... Like, the connections. It's like, okay, it'll take me like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Right. This, I do think... I always forget, but when I'm doing it at night, I'm always like, I should have started this earlier today and like kept going back. Yeah.
This takes the longest amount of time.
Yeah, that's probably why. That's why I haven't hit Genius.
Well, and when we went to go see Jeopardy,
too busy.
Yeah. I asked Ken Jennings, because he was a host, I said, "How are you still doing the Spelling Bee every day?" And I think, well, how many days in a row? He said like 1,000 days in a row he's gotten genius.
Yes, but he said that he's missed it a few times recently.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, he was going for his streak. But the other thing is you can get Queen Bee, which is where you get every single possible word.
Wow. That's impossible.
It's
There's
insane.
Definitely words I don't know of. That's
yeah,
not fair.
No, it's insane. But
we can't know every word.
I wore the t-shirt today because the AC in the studio, for the audio listener, we've been sweating the last couple episodes because the AC in the studio was a little busted.
Oh, no.
Were you not here and it was hot in here?
Well, but
that was
drinking. Only one time.
And she was drinking, so I feel like you're hot
I guess,
anyway.
Yeah. But it's fixed now, but I brought like 3 different layers of outfits just in case it was hot
I didn't
or
bring
cold.
Any.
Well, I have extra clothes for you.
Oh, perfect.
A button up.
What?
A fancy button up.
Well, there's also like 2 t-shirts, I think. I don't know what they are, actually. I didn't even look at them, but anyways.
And so today we're doing, Aaron, do you want to explain the topic of the day?
We're doing this or that.
AKA?
Spelling Bee or connections.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely connections.
Definitely connections.
But Spelling Bee, I don't know. I almost...
Oh, 100% connections.
I like connections more, but I have a vendetta against Spelling Bee and I just have to... I want to get genius and like... So I don't know if I should pick that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be playing that until my dying day, until I hit...
Really?
You can get it.
Yeah. I don't know if I can.
No, you can.
I need to start during the day. That's the thing. I only do it at night. And then, like
it's,
I said, like...
It's too long.
I realize I should have started it earlier because...
Yeah.
Because once you go away from it, even at night, like, I'll start it and then go away and... come back and I'm like, oh, I found more words.
Do you connections though? If I don't get the first one, then I'm not then I'm not finishing it.
The ego
if the first round you get the shakes, you're out.
If I get the shakes, yeah, I'm
no.
out.
No.
Because like, well, because I think the group chat we always used to share it. And then I feel like people stopped sharing theirs because they weren't getting it fully.
Wait, so do you let it one dot go away? You know, there's
no,
like three
no. He
dots.
Says if he gets one dot, he's out.
And then I'm out. And then
one
I just
dot
do well,
to go
I
away.
Do the crossword every day. That is my game. Is I'm doing the New York Times
you're not
crossword
finishing it.
Monday to I
know. Oh, called out.
On Greg, Monday Greg. On Mondays and Tuesdays most likely I am if it's a really good Wednesday, but I will give it a shot every single day.
Wait, so you don't finish the connections because you only want to send it to people?
No, we don't. We stop sending it in our group chat, but it's more of just like a then I'm not doing this today.
Like it's not worth it.
You know, I'd rather go spend my time like doing the actual crossword because I like digging through like my mind that way rather than just looking at four
just so
squares.
You can't do it.
I can do it.
Just trying to figure out what Winaloo thinks about the world. This one woman.
Windy. Controls. I thought it's Windy. Oh, it's a Wina.
I think it's or Winna. I think it's pronounced. Winna. I saw a video of her.
Winna.
I'm a Winna.
She's just. She
you
seems
know who's
just
not
like,
a Winna.
Winna Lou is this woman in New York City who controls I don't know how many
the media
millions of people per day are like this one woman's view on the world. Did you do today's?
Wait, no, we do it at night.
Oh, you guys do it at night. The woman who writes the connections.
Winna Lou.
It's one woman who writes the connections.
Oh, it's
she's
all
the
up
one
to
who's
her.
On TikTok, right?
I think I've seen her a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, where she's like, it's a little bit embarrassing doing your own connections and you actually get it wrong.
Hmm. Oh.
Wait,
she
what?
Gets it wrong sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because she puts like a bunch of words into like a system and they shuffle them all up? And
I don't know if a what? Team and like a group effort is they like all come together and then they like maybe have a theme for that day and then they have to like.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure when it was Andy Cohen's birthday, the Wordle was Bravo.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, that's funny.
The Wordle, that's when I
definitely do the Wordle every day.
Oh, I love the Wordle.
I'm on a 31-day streak, I think.
I was on a 21-day streak, and then somehow, I don't know what happened. I did it yesterday. I said, one-day streak.
When I travel internationally, it always messes me up because I'll miss like a day or something.
And there's also some that start over at like midnight and some that start over during the day.
Like what? Games on the app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Wordle starts over at like midnight. Yeah. So does... Actually, I don't know about what other ones.
Have you seen I think they're on TikTok, these guys that do it, but like once they get a yellow square, like they try to do it with only getting green squares, the whole Wordle. And then if they get like yellow, then they're like, okay, we fucked up.
Oh, so they're like, nope.
Yeah.
That's like what Matt.
Or like when people try and get the least, like try and do the opposite of it, where you try and get as little letters as possible. So you have to like try to get all not the right letters.
Oh, so it's that's like
they just fail on purpose?
Yes, but it's kind of hard because if you get a letter, then it's like, fuck, now I need to think of a word that is...
I feel like that would almost be impossible.
I've seen like a guy on TikTok who like does different variations of it where he's like, okay, we're going to... Yeah, it's crazy. Go ahead. The mom and dad couple, have you ever seen like the old couple?
They have
sheets of paper and they're like writing it out. It's like they have like they're in the computer room of their house.
That's
the computer room.
And the dad's like on his glasses, like, okay, so write down these letters. And the mom, they spend like 3 hours a day. They're like retirees. Yeah.
I also like watching like the teachers do it with their students. I think it's really sweet.
That's cool.
And they're like young kids too.
Is this Connections?
No.
Wordle. Kids said they couldn't figure out the connection.
I was like, God damn, I can't even do connections sometimes. Yeah.
No, it's so sweet.
And I do frame.wtf every day, too.
Wait,
and
what's
that's
that?
Where they give you a still from a movie.
Oh.
And then you have to guess what it is.
Oh,
but
that's
like,
crazy.
But it gets harder to easier. Like the first one, there might not be an actor in it, but it's just like a POV shot of like their hand maybe holding a coffee mug. And then you have to identify it, but you have six tries to guess what movie it is. And then there's Movie Grid where they'll do three different actors and then like name a movie that has two words in it or name one that was like a box.
What's this called?
This one's called Movie Grid and then the other one's called frame.wtf.
That seems impossible.
Which one?
You get a still frame from any movie.
And you're
most of them are iconic films and stuff, but
yeah.
You think you could do that?
No.
I definitely couldn't.
Me and Matt Reynolds usually get it within like six every day.
Yeah,
it's hard when like
that's
it's like
you've seen your niche.
Yeah, you're like a movie lover.
Well, I mean, we're all passionate about different things here on Good Influences. So if there was something that maybe it's like an emo song
like a Taylor
that
Swift
they played
one.
A snippet of, I know I couldn't do it, but I'd be happy if you got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking
we're not happy for you.
I know. I thought we're just sharing things.
We are.
Did you guys see Dave Grohl talking shit about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that little piece of shit.
Yeah.
But isn't it? He was trying to make a dig at her because of something like his daughter tweeted. And what was that?
Yeah. Well, her daughter kind of went after Taylor for like her jet usage. And then I guess a bunch of Swifties went after
her. Oh, yes. That's
the daughter.
Where it started.
And then
seems like two separate issues.
Yeah, I agree. It's like not really that nice to be like, she doesn't play live, just like saying that at your concert when she does. And
I think the daughter saying, can't she drive a car? Like that was what she said, right?
I don't know that situation at all.
Why can't she drive like everybody else?
Or something like that instead of the jet. And then the dad, Dave Grohl, was like, we're calling ourselves the Errors Tour because we actually make mistakes because we play live for real. Yeah. And the Swifties did not like that.
No, they didn't like that he was like, yeah, we don't play. We actually play live.
Right, implying that she doesn't, which is also kind of like.
I think he was just fishing for like a last minute joke.
I think it could have been, we talked about this on our podcast 4 weeks ago now.
This happened that long ago?
No, I'm saying when this comes out.
Oh. Okay, true.
That I think it would have been like a little like silly little quip if he had just said the errors tour, but then when he made the dig of like, because we actually play live,
right?
When it's
right.
also like an ongoing thing within the Taylor Swift community that like she makes so many mistakes and they already have like dubbed a whole thing called the errors tour.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
like compilations thing, yeah. of Taylor messing up.
Very boomer dad of him to
that's the thing. I just saw a TikTok that was like, guys, we can't. Like, she wasn't like a Dave Grohl apologist, but she was like, we just shouldn't be mad at Dave Grohl. He's literally a dad. He just thought of like a dad joke.
Yes.
And he's a rock star. He's been in two giant bands that are, you know, historic and iconic. He's just making a dumb dad joke. But I don't agree with that.
No, I think that there's definitely like a little bit of like, I'm going to get her.
And to me, it's more annoying because like everyone is already always like that with Taylor. And it's like, really got to add
Dave
on to it.
Dave was a good guy.
Yeah. And then Taylor kind of clapped back, though, at her
she
concert.
Did. Well, what did she do?
She was like, I just want to thank everyone for being here, yada, 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 like doing her thank you speech. And then she's like, and like for the next 3.5 hours, my band will be performing live. And it's because of you guys that like you get to make this happen for them.
Which
she
is
did
like
that
a great,
the next night.
A great way to address it, I think.
And it was like when Paul McCartney was present. And there's like this whole thing between Taylor, Dave, and Paul where they were at a Paul McCartney party and Dave got like too high and then Taylor saved his ass.
Like,
so Dave has always like publicly spoken very highly of Taylor. So it was like, oh, why did this happen that you're now like flipping the script?
Huh.
Yeah. He was like, I was too high. And so Taylor played piano to like calm me down at this like Paul McCartney's house.
But I will say like the things I don't agree with online is like all the Swifties being like, who's this irrelevant loser?
No, I know.
And it's like okay.
It's Dave Grohl.
All right, kids.
Yeah. Go touch some grass.
You want to pull up some this's or that's?
Yeah. Yes. I made a whole entire list.
I have
Me
one.
Too.
It's kind of dark though.
Okay.
Aaron's not going to like it.
You have, wait, one that's dark?
I have just like a dark one.
Okay. We can hear it.
Okay. To be forgotten about after death or to be misunderstood after death?
Like what? The whole world gets it wrong on you and how.
Yeah. Like either you die and like you're just eventually forgotten about, or like you die and people like have a wrong story about you that wasn't, that's not true.
But is it in a way like tarnish your sense of character and
sure.
reputation?
Yeah.
Then I would honestly rather be forgotten than misunderstood. Unless it was really fucking funny for being misunderstood.
I think I'd rather be misunderstood because there could be like books written about it or like a documentary or like people could figure out the real story.
Oh, like Carly and Contro.
Yeah.
Was.
Oh, I get
it. She was misunderstood actually.
Yeah, I feel like misunderstood because like people think shit now anyway.
True.
So like
right.
why
we're
does
misunderstood
it matter?
While we're alive.
Yeah.
There is
makes no difference.
Yeah, that's
there is
true.
A quote that you had died two deaths. One when you die and then the second is the last time someone ever says your name.
That's crazy. It is insane. Well, no, I don't want to say it actually. It's okay. We'll move on.
Okay, Aaron, let's see your list.
Playlists or podcasts?
I need more elaboration.
Like, so music playlists or you listen to podcasts? How are you spending your time recreationally listening to things?
What would you prefer, this or that?
Oh, to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, what other way would it be?
I didn't understand. I thought
video playlists, but what?
Like as a concept, which one do you think is like a better concept? Like music playlists or podcasts?
Oh, I'm podcast all the way. I don't have any playlists.
No, like what are you listening to?
So like music or podcasts?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, why don't you go first? It's your
list.
Well,
I know your answer, Mike. Music.
Mine's playlists.
I think it depends. Like before this, I try to listen to podcasts. Or before I like go on a date, I try to listen to a podcast to like be funny and like remember
what podcast.
Oh, that's a good one. I
like to listen
only
to
Friends
or like Smartless. I try to listen to just the intro of Smartless because it's just the four.
They're
it's
all
like
bantering.
Yeah, or like
three,
but it's not one on one. Where like
and
I don't like listening to interviews as much as like. Yeah, people bantering because then I
feel
like.
So do you only listen to the intro of their episodes?
Usually. I don't really care about their guests.
Like, that's so funny.
It's like 5 minutes.
I love that.
Yeah, just, we're good. Next.
Because it's like the same. I mean, I love those guys, yeah. But it's the same interview every time. So how'd you get started in acting? Oh, wow. And then you were on SNL.
But they're interviewing different people.
But it's the same. I feel like it's the same episode every. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, how would you know if you don't listen?
I have listened to a few of them and I'm like, all right, I get it. Jessica Chastain, you went to Juilliard. You were an actress. You have a funny story.
Yeah, I feel like you just don't care about that kind of stuff.
I realize I don't care about actors.
That's fair.
They're not that interesting.
I feel like yours is flipped. I feel like you were more podcasty than music.
No, I definitely listen to music more. The only time I really listen to podcasts is when we're like taking long drives.
That is good. Or like a flight and you're trying to pass the mm-hmm. time.
I can't even do it on a flight. I get so
excited. I can't do podcasts on flights.
Unless it's one I can watch.
Huh. Yeah.
Like I watch like Call Her Daddy on flights.
You watch podcasts. Shout out to everybody who watches this podcast. We think you're doing an awesome thing.
Do you watch a podcast?
I cannot watch a podcast worth like any.
Really?
I like watching them when they're like an interview because I don't feel like I'm watching a podcast. I feel like I'm watching like a
show.
An interview. Yeah.
just two dudes talking to each other on camera for an hour.
Why would I need to watch that?
Yeah.
I usually like when I listen to podcasts, the conversation seems so much more lively in my head. And then when I watch a video of it, I'm like, oh, they're not.
They're just sitting.
Yeah, they're just sitting. I think like I like the image of the people talking in my own head versus seeing them. Yeah.
Right. It's like the book versus the movie. You can like paint your own picture of.
Yeah.
Or like Conan's podcast. Do you ever watch his intros?
No,
that's another one. I just listened to the
intro
because that's just him and his. It's him and his.
Two. I usually skip that and I get to the interview.
No, dude, the intro is the best part.
That's what I'll do.
They're just goofing off. It's like what we do.
Such a funny thing you do.
It's funny because I feel like most people are opposite. Like Matt just said, like if there's a guest, I'll and maybe they'll do like 30 minutes before the guest. I'll skip that and get to the guest.
Just get to the start of it because usually there's sometimes ad reads all up in that. And or they're going, guys, we're playing this show. Make sure you come down here. It's all this like news stuff. And I'm like, let's just get to the meat of the conversation.
Yeah. I think Conan's to me is really good because there's
he's so funny.
It starts off with the same. Conan O'Brien, welcome back to another episode. And then someone just like makes a sound or says something and they're just off on like a 10-minute hilarious bit.
Bowling or mini golf?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I'm a bowling.
I would say bowling too. Mini golf kind of pisses me off.
Because you get to sit in bowling.
Yeah, and you can drink beer.
And you take turns. Yeah, you can't.
Nachos.
I'm also just better at bowling.
Yeah.
Mini golf pisses
me off. It depends on the course.
Off.
I love a good mini golf course. If I'm driving by a mini golf course on the highway, my head is turned. Eyes off the road.
Yeah.
I want to see what type of little rivers and and crannies that type of mini golf place has. Do I go to the mini golf places? Not enough.
You should go when you're on Cape. There's so many good ones.
Oh, should I?
Yeah, and they're like crazy.
Are they in the shade?
They have like big structures.
You know what is in the shade? Bowling.
Yeah, I love bowling.
I do like bowling, but there's like, it depends on the group. I don't like it when it's like too many people.
It's always awkward after
you miss.
You're standing there waiting for the ball to
I'm
go.
I'm on fucking fire when I start bowling. And then something happens halfway through.
Too many beers?
And it's like just, I don't know. Beers actually make me better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not thinking as hard about it.
I don't know. Then I feel like I just want to like see, I don't know, bowl a perfect turkey or whatever.
I hate bowling.
Oh. You hate bowling?
I'm over it.
I love that you hate bowling.
So
why?
It's
mini golf. Honestly, mini golf, I haven't thought about mini golf in a long time. There should be mini golfs on every corner.
How about fucking laser tag? It should be part of this, this question.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, we have laser tag in a different category. Yes. Okay, mini golf is way better. It's more stimulating because it's different every single
time.
Yeah,
you have to like.
Bowling is the same thing.
No, it's not, because the pins get knocked down different ways.
Yeah, Mike, the pins.
Yeah, the pins.
Like, have you ever done the alley cat strike?
What's that?
Where you spin in the middle when it's a spare?
Yeah.
And then.
No,
I know what he's saying.
But mini golf is like, you have each different hole and there's like, you have to go around and do different things.
How do you guys play mini golf though? Is it everyone takes their turn or do you all hit and then
I think it's like everyone takes a turn, right?
So yeah, what do you mean? All the way
like,
until
I'll
it
hit
sinks?
It, then you would hit it, then Aaron, then Mike, and then I'd go. And then
oh, you
go.
Don't try to finish the hole
I don't think
in
so.
One go and then the next person?
Yeah. I think it just depends on the group you're with.
I also think about it as like a one-on-one, like a date situation is usually when I'm doing mini golf. Mm. Just two people. And then that's also like, it's a low pressure. You're kind of walking around. different things to talk about. Oh, I wonder how they made this windmill. Like,
they got
a lot of pasta.
Yeah, but then it's like so fucking annoying when you finish and then you have to like wait for the people who are in the hole in front of you. And you're like, all right, let's go. And then how, what was your 6-year-old?
What was your score on that? It was a 3.
Yeah.
I only counted 4.
I think I just bowled too many. Like, I bowled every single week in high school to the point where I bought my own.
Every single week in high school, maybe, you were bowling.
Honestly, sometimes like twice a week.
Twice a
week? You would have said that earlier in this conversation. Now we're saying we did this twice a week every day in high school.
I bought my own pair of bowling shoes for like $80 because it was more cost effective to buy them and own them than to rent them as frequently as I was going.
I just walked out with a pair.
Yeah, just walk out with a pair.
And then you have
a wear a shitty pair to the bowling shoe.
Yeah, go to Target and get like a $1 pair of flip-flops.
Yeah, yeah. I bowled just too many times. One of my best friends joined a bowling league, and he was like one of the best bowlers in New Jersey.
I would love to join a bowling league. Way cuter in bowling.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Bowling clothes?
Yeah, like a big bowling.
A bowler shirt?
Well, with putt bowling, you could have a cute golf
putt.
It's called putt. You could wear a cute little golf outfit.
Oh, yeah, a little golf outfit, like a little tennis
skirt. Yeah.
If you're a tennis hoe.
Okay.
I'm just like bowling. I'm just like, it just feels like there's got to be something better to do than go bowling on a bowling night.
I just love the environment because you bowl. Like for me, I don't take either that seriously.
Oh, sure.
They bring food to you.
Yeah. It's like bowling. It's more of a like
communal,
social, like a social thing. You bowl and then you don't like have to pay attention. Like with golf, you just have to stand there.
Score for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit, the pin's out. We got to go back and get the fucking pin or the pencil. Yeah.
The thing I like about mini golf is that like you always just get ice cream after. That's what I look forward to.
Oh, yeah, it is the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a law.
All right. Well, I'm the odd one out there.
Okay. Okay. Pool or beach?
Oh, I had that one. I don't do.
It depends. Are we at a pool at a house?
Or like a public pool?
Or like
I'd
a
say
hotel
a pool.
Pool.
At a house.
Let's
not
say
a hotel,
hotel
pool.
Oh, not a hotel pool?
Just like pools in general.
Here's the thing is if I'm at a pool, I'm getting in the pool. If I go to the beach, 50-50 that I'm even getting in
pool,
that water.
Yeah,
pool.
Pool 100%.
Me too.
Of the time.
Ocean's disgusting and scary.
If I'm at a hotel and there's a pool next to the beach, I'm not stepping on the beach. I will look at the ocean from the pool.
Yeah, oh, nice I'm view. Not that person.
Just Larry David has a whole thing about it. The sand, it gets everywhere.
No, the schlep of going to the beach.
It's a lot, yeah.
Like if I lived on the beach, I'd be like, this is so nice.
I read better on the beach though than I read at a pool.
Yeah, because like the ambiance, the sounds are so nice.
The ebb and flow just of the waves. There's this, it's almost like a metronome kind of. And
it's
you
like
feel
white noise.
Really
the seagulls.
Calm. Yeah.
If you're staying, yes, if you live or like if I go on a trip and I have an Airbnb and it's on the beach, okay, that's great. I'm not getting in my car.
No.
Throwing chairs, towels, change of clothes. Like, it's always watermelon in a Tupperware container that's leaking and then it's sticky. And you didn't bring enough water. And then you have to pee and you can't pee anywhere. So you have to go in the water even if you didn't want to. I dislike the beach.
Yeah, I'm not a big beach girl.
Pool
either.
Is just like unbelievable. The house is right there. The bathroom's right there. You can order food. It's like.
I do like the disconnect of the beach though. We're like. Real life seems like non-existent when you are like on the beach. Like time in a way stands still. Your phone seems really insignificant. Just
you can't see it.
Yeah, all your notifications.
Literally,
it's always overheating.
Yeah. I love the beach.
Yeah.
I think I'd go like right now. I haven't been in so long. It'd probably be fun, but like I wouldn't go there all the time.
The beach in Los Angeles too.
Oh,
it's a mile and a half away from the parking area. Yeah.
Well, like Malibu is fine.
Sure, yeah. But like, here if you go to Santa Monica,
also like those beaches are disgusting.
Yeah,
use needles. Galore.
And just it's cold and dirty.
All right,
nice
I got
beaches
one.
Are nice.
Nice, okay, that's a good way to put it. Nice
beaches
are
nice.
But on average, but let's go to the pool.
Yeah, okay,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay,
you're really tired midday. Are we taking a nap or are we just drinking more caffeine?
Depends on what time of day. Wait, what time of day are we at?
I'll say it's 2 p.m.
That's where it gets tough because like
Cause
you shouldn't
caffeine
be having
might
caffeine.
Affect you later.
Yes.
Is it a Friday?
Any day
of the week.
No, let's say it's
Do
a Wednesday.
Any responsibilities coming up for the rest of the day?
Yeah, that's why you have to figure. That's why I have
to
stay
awake. Yeah, you got a
dinner.
Then
I would just have caffeine if I have something else that day. But if I don't, I'll take a nap.
Okay.
I do both. it's called a caffeine nap. Have you heard about this?
No. You take caffeine and then you take a nap, and then by the time you wake up, the caffeine's already hit.
Yeah, because it takes about 20 minutes for caffeine to hit. So you make a cup of joe, you drink it really quickly, and then you lie down because you're so tired. And you're going to fall asleep because you're tired. And then when you wake up, you're double.
How long is your nap?
20 minutes max.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
You set the alarm.
No, I couldn't fall asleep in 20 minutes.
I got to do 30. I got to do 30 minutes because 10 minutes I'll fall asleep. And usually I like to have, if I'm taking a nap, I need to have the TV on and I'll close my eyes and I'll pay attention to whatever on the TV for as long as I can, the audio of it. And then eventually I get so bored. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to see what's going on.
It has to be a show I don't have. So I watch 6 Feet Under or Big Love, which I know the premises of the shows, but I have no clue what's going on.
And it's a little quiet. There's no explosions or car chases that are going to happen and like wake you up.
Yeah. And that helps me get to nap because I get a lot of napping anxiety. Like I need to nap. I need to nap. I need to nap. And I'm thinking so much about doing it. Napping I can't calm myself into it.
I have napping anxiety. I just like can't nap. Like even if I nap, I wake up feeling so shitty. Like I'm always groggy. It's like,
no, I don't. I'm not a napper.
I feel worse after the nap. Every single time. And like, I should have just stayed awake.
Unless I'm like hungover, then I can do it.
4-7-8 breathing, instant nap.
No.
You know about this?
Nothing works.
Inhale for four seconds, hold for seven, and then breathe out for eight. You do that like 30 times and you're out. So what the Marines...
Because you pass out? Yeah.
No. It's like it
lack of oxygen to the brain.
Yeah. You just count backwards.
I get sleep anxiety the night before. I need to be up early. Like when we used to... Whenever we used to have an old episode at the old place that was 9 instead of 10, the night before, I literally would never fall asleep. Because I'm like, I need to wake up an hour earlier, so I need to fall asleep earlier. Otherwise, I'm going to be a wreck.
I do that too. If there's like an early flight or something, I'm like, I need to sleep. But
I know. Early flights are the worst. Where I'm like, why did I book it this early?
I know.
I don't know. Or I just decide I'm going to stay up the whole time.
Okay.
So we're agreed that mostly y'all are just doing naps.
No, I'm doing caffeine.
You're doing caffeine. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you should be.
It depends on the day.
Naps are tough, though. Caffeine is basically always hits.
Sometimes it makes me like more tired if I'm really tired. Yeah.
I'm pretty good at
cruising through.
Yeah.
You're naturally energetic, I feel like.
It depends.
You're pretty.
If it's my period week.
Yeah.
That changes things.
I feel like your sleep schedule, well, I guess it is like kind of all over the place, like emo night stuff, but normally it's pretty the same, I would think. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why too.
And then to do a Vegas 8 a.m. going to sleep.
Yeah.
That's when I see your Instagram stories and I'm like, I wake up at 8 and it says posted 2 hours ago. I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Do you think it's better to have deep knowledge in one area or a broad understanding of many?
Ooh. I think...
I think the singular more.
The singular one's interesting though because you'd feel so smart if someone brought something up that's what the niche was.
But then that's all you know.
I know.
Yeah, you got to
hope. There's probably someone out there too who knows it even better than you. So you're
true.
Like, oh, okay. I thought I learned everything about this and I don't know anything else.
Yeah. I guess I would say broad then.
Because I like relating to people. And if you have a broad understanding of many things, then you can... Then people become more interesting to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. I feel like one would, yeah.
What could be your one thing that would like make it worth knowing that much versus knowing broad?
Like, is there something that it's worth
knowing about?
Like the Bravoverse.
Is this knowledge or skill? This is where it gets a little. Okay,
like you want to be a PhD in Bravo, or do you want to be?
Yeah, I do.
That's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, at Harvard.
What?
No, it's not.
Yeah, like I'd rather be a I'd rather be a PhD in the Bravo sphere.
I think you already are.
Then no, people know more, and like it's like you know how like the Swifties are like crazy.
Yeah,
like there's groups Swiftie like that.
Bravo people.
But it's like I'd rather just know all that than like understand what's happening in the government
or the general.
I don't think I would want to know everything about the government.
I think I'd want to know everything about it.
What? Sorry.
I think I'd want to know everything about it so I could like have really good arguments.
Yeah, you could TikTok live.
Right.
Yeah, I could debate on TikTok. No, but like just with other people or like just having a deep understanding. I'm like jealous of people who have a deep understanding that can explain what's going on, because I'm just like, damn, I don't.
Yeah, like what's the difference between the House and the Senate?
Exactly.
And what is Congress?
Exactly.
We don't even know the branches.
I know.
You don't know the three branches of government? Come on, you got this.
We've done
this before. We did this on the podcast.
Oh, we have?
Yeah. I wonder if we can do it again.
Y'all got it.
You got it.
No, we didn't. We got two.
Oh, two out of three?
The Senate?
No.
Oh, no, they didn't get
it. Judicial.
Yes.
Executive.
Yes.
And legislation.
Brilliant. Gold star.
That's progress.
I would say financial.
The finance district. Downtown.
Chinatown. And yeah.
Okay, next one.
Living in a house, or no, I'm kidding. Living in a house that has no heat and it's freezing 24/7 outside.
Oh, these are like intense. Wait,
it's freezing 24/7 outside, but there's no heat.
And you don't have heat in your house.
Meaning like your house is permanently cold.
Yeah, or you live in like 100 degree weather and you don't have AC.
Which one are they both equally cool, awesome houses? It's the same house.
It's the same house. You just have to choose the location and temperature.
Wait, what was the first one?
Okay, so you're living in a house that has no heat, but it's freezing outside. So like you're going to be cold.
Like you're either living in Alaska where it's and you don't have heat, or you're living in Saudi Arabia and you don't have
hypothetically.
AC.
Yes.
Well, I think I think it's easier to find warmth in a cool environment than it is to find cool in a hot environment.
Oof. Yes, you could layer. No? That's what people say.
Has your heat
ever gone out in LA during the winter?
No, but my AC has gone out many, many times. And yeah. I think the thing is like you can find warmth. You can bundle up and warm yourself in a cold environment. When you are hot, And there is no AC.
There's only so much.
All you have is just ice fucking water and the loosest shirt you can. It'll mess with your sleep and drive you nuts. The way we can make a fire in the cold is possible, but you can't make like this ice. You can't make an AC machine in the cold. Like,
that's a good. That's what people say. But
Europe
I disagree.
Doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah,
I know. I was thinking that when I wrote this down. I was like, is this like.
I mean, Europe does have air conditioning, just not as like
it's not as abundant as it is here. I hear the like logic of if you're cold, just put on wool socks, put on more layers, and then if you're hot, you're just fucked. You can't get any more than naked, and then if you're still hot, you're fucked. I'm still going hot.
I think I would too.
There's nothing worse than being fucking like freezing.
I know. No, I lived a month of that in my home, and it was unbearable.
It sucks when you're in and you look at the thermostat, it's like 52 degrees in your house. No, and you're just like
but I'm talking about like 0 degree weather, so it didn't even be colder.
Like literally nothing would help. We had to put a space heater.
Yeah, when it's just cold
and that's LA,
you're miserable. Crazy. Also, I feel like you run hot because you're just like a big dude. I run pretty cold. I'm cold all the time.
Me too.
Being cold,
I hate
sucks
being cold.
You think I run hot?
Yes.
Like, do you see me sweaty?
No, but like your baseline, like if you were to walk into my house, you'd be like, it's a little warm in here.
When I go into people's places, I'm always like, it's a little warm.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little warm.
Your baseline's a little warmer. So for you to be in a colder temperature, it's not as brutal.
When do you keep the AC at in your house?
I don't turn it on.
Like to sleep?
You don't even turn it on.
My favorite is in the summer. I just open the windows, maybe get a gentle breeze.
So European of you.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's not like hot
at all.
Does it
give you like a cold?
No,
what?
I leave like a window open.
I think that's another LA.
Like when I used to walk into your house,
it rolls in and it makes you like smog. Sick.
Smog rolls in.
It's the summertime and I walk into someone's house and it's like 64 degrees in their house in the summer. I'm like, why? Just move somewhere else if you don't.
We can't.
Yeah, me and TJ fight over the thermostat.
Oh, really?
It's like 60. We keep it like, or is it 68 throughout the night and then like 70 during the day?
What are you guys? Equalize that.
Well, I typically am like always cold, so I put the heat on pretty
often. Night? Yeah.
No, not at night. Like we always sleep with it cold, like 68. It's better. It's good for you.
That's what they say.
I just wish that was like my alarm clock was the temperature and not like the time.
Like you could just have it here.
Oh well,
because like when it's 68, I don't want to get out of bed because it's so cold. But if like started warming up, I'd be like, all right, let's get out of bed.
We have that in our house.
I think you can set it if you have a nest.
Oh really?
Right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you have a nest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I must be able to do
that. Yeah, you got someone from the fucking 50s.
Well, we got replaced.
No. Oh no, he had one in his house.
Like it's a like honey dwell.
It's a mercury.
That's literally what I had growing up.
Mercury.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's insane.
Oh, and I didn't have air conditioning, so we would sleep with the windows open.
Would you rather have a job that you love that pays little, or a job you dislike that pays a lot?
I think that's like the eternal question everybody asks. Most people, I feel like, do not like their jobs.
And even if it pays a lot. Like,
yeah.
I would really not want to be a brain surgeon.
You wouldn't want to be a brain surgeon?
No. Like, that's like, I think that would be a difficult job that pays a lot, and I wouldn't want to do that. And I really wouldn't want to.
Or like being a garbage man?
That pays well.
Yeah, it does pay well. Could be fun.
You're outside all day, you're hanging off the back of a truck. Like
you have a think in the heat in New York.
I'm trying to think of like a difficult job that pay a lot.
I think garbage man pays a lot. I think it's like $200,000-$300,000 a year.
Oh, is it $200,000-$300,000 a year? I thought it was like 150.
No, I think they're making bank.
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
Or what's like a job that you would love? Like be a surfboard rental guy on the beach in Costa Rica. Where
sounds
you're making like
a great gig.
$100 a day, but you're just like meeting people, giving them surfboards. They go out, they bring them back. And you're,
but $100 in Costa Rica, I mean, you're rich.
I mean,
it sounds
kind
of nice too. It's like no stress. You're just like, here you go.
Yeah.
Make the money, do it my job. Maybe like, I don't know. I think, yeah.
Okay. I would rather just be happy.
Yeah.
Would you rather be happy or sad?
Yeah.
Happy or sad?
Dum, dum, I don't want to be happy.
All right, so yeah, more this.
Oh, you got a big list, Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay, we can rapid fire.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Summer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Summer.
Matt, don't summer. You dare say winter. Are you, these...
I'm definitely like on the fence though.
Well, I don't
I
think,
like winter.
Yeah, I don't know.
When was the last time you saw snow?
A couple years ago in Vegas. Or maybe it was at your bachelorette.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. Yeah.
2019.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think just winter sometimes has like a better energy in the air, but like summer, I like the flexibility.
I know. That's why I feel like winter does feel better to me.
Yeah.
Winter is good up until New Year's. And then if you're in a place where it's winter,
awful.
You're fucked until May.
Yeah.
Like, okay, October, November, December. Ooh, it's getting chilly. Christmas is coming up. New Year's.
October is not winter. Good
point. And it could be pretty cold in like New York.
Yeah, but it's fall.
Fall. Okay. But yeah, so November, December, you get 2 months. I'm cool. But then January, February, March,
it's nightmare.
April.
Nightmare hours.
No. Summer all day.
July.
Next.
Semi. Musicals or plays?
Oh, God.
Ooh, good question. Honestly, musicals, because I think they make the time go by a little bit faster. They get stuck in your head. It's a little bit of a treat. It's a little bit of a mental souvenir after seeing a musical. You can kind of revisit it.
I'm musical girly all the way.
Yeah.
I think I would say musical because I feel like if I was there watching it, I'd be like, oh, this sounds great. Because normally I think I'd be like, I don't want to go to a musical. But I think if I was actually there, I'd like it. And I'd like that it would make the time go by faster.
Yeah. There's a little bit more of a spectacle.
Yeah, I'm not with a big play girly.
But a play, but when you see a good fucking play, it stays in your brain for forever.
I want to be able to sing songs when I'm leaving there.
Every time I see a musical, when they start the first song, I'm just like, why did I do this to myself? Why are they singing? Why can't they just say the words? There's something in my brain. I can't understand the world that they're in. Like, I can't put myself in a world where people just start singing to each other.
So did you not like Disney movies?
Yeah.
No. I don't understand it. Hey, there's something
that's
in, I have
so interesting.
Oh, yeah, I guess they're all like musicals. Yeah.
Like, when I was in London, I went to go see the Back to the Future play, and I thought it was going to be a play. And then they started singing, and I was like, oh, God.
Doesn't it say Back to Future, the musical?
I think, maybe. I don't know. The Broadway experience or something. But I just don't. And, like, Book of Mormon or, like, I just can't.
I want to see that so bad.
Elder Price, and I would like to share with you.
It's like awkward and cringe. Like when they finish the song, and then they go, anyway, so you were just saying, and it's like, well, what happened there?
A bunch of clapping, and then they're like,
yeah.
But like, what happened in this world that they all just like were jumping on all over the place, singing the song, and then it's, and you were saying about your.
It's fun.
But why?
It's just theatrical.
It's fun.
I know, I know. I'm being a hater.
I think also me, like, I'll just be walking around and then I sing words.
Oh, Aaron's always singing.
Yeah. I'm like, hello.
Aaron's a musical herself. Rise and shine.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Definitely a play.
Okay. Except Aaron would not let me. I want to make a TikTok of us singing as best as we could. She wouldn't let
me do
that.
That's not a musical. I know, that's just embarrassing.
Singing. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, then you do it.
I wanted to do it with you.
No, you wanted to record me.
No, I was going to do you and then me.
Sing as best as you could?
Like, I just think it's a funny idea. No, just like, yeah. Like people do it with their family and stuff. It's like, everyone do this one line and do it as best as you can. It's always like hilarious.
Okay. Yeah. Soft or hard tacos?
Oh, well, I think there's something else.
It depends.
I think a hard taco. I like the crunch.
I feel like I'm more so eating soft tacos, but only because I go to more like authentic, like taco.
Yeah, I'm not Taco Bell.
Are we corn or flour?
I don't really like the corn, but I
get corn. Always falls apart.
I don't like it either. It tastes weird. It's like it falls chalky apart. A little bit.
It does fall
it's
apart.
It's powdery.
You know, it's that, better for you.
Do you know the hack about the two tacos? We may have talked about this.
What do you
but
mean the hack?
When you get corn, when you get a corn two. Taco, there's always two.
Yeah.
And you, what you're supposed to do is take off the first one, eat that, and because it falls apart and all the shit drops down, then you use the second one, you get a second
what?
Taco. Yeah.
What?
That's why they give you two.
No, I think they do that as a reinforcement.
No, no.
Because two falls apart.
I thought that you meant
much.
You just eat one of the like taco
so,
shells
wait,
first.
Is this when you're in the line and like at like the top?
No, no.
Like,
when you get served the thing, it's like on the plate and
and they wait for you to eat it. They go, eat it. And then you go, all right. And then they put
there's
stuff
all your
when you
shit.
When you get a corn taco, there's two tacos, all your shit's in it, and they like fold it up, but you just take out the inner one, you eat all the ingredients. Yeah. It's gonna fall apart, the shit's gonna fall down, you scoop it back up, and then you eat the second
that
tortilla.
That does make sense.
That's why you have two tortillas for corn tortillas. I don't know, I saw it on the TikTok. It must be true.
It sounds smart.
Yeah, it probably is true.
It depends. Like if it's a fish taco, I'm going like soft.
Mm-hmm. Soft shell.
Soft shell.
I feel like one
and
bite.
Most of the times at ahead, parties, sorry. Soft shell. But if I'm at Taco Bell, why the hell am I getting a soft shell taco?
Yeah. No, you like know? At home, I'm eating the shitty out of the box taco shells. But that's like a white people taco night, you know?
Yeah. When you bite into a hard taco,
it just falls apart.
Yeah, you get one bite and then and the integrity
yeah,
of the thing falls
of
apart.
You gotta let the meat kind of sit down there and get it kind of like
soft.
Soft. Well,
but then
the
it
superior
falls apart.
A little bit more.
We're waiting for the hard to turn into the soft, the more superior one.
Make it, yeah, wait till it turns soft.
I actually eat soft taco.
You get one
I'm
bite.
Soft.
You get one bite
and
on a hard taco.
Some queso
and
on it.
You also have to angle your head to the side.
Well, it's also weird because I feel like, and maybe it's just the kind I've been having lately, but when I was a kid, the hard shell you'd buy at the store would be like round-ish. Yeah. And the ones now are like square on the bottom. And that like makes not a good bite.
They're making square hard
yes,
tacos now?
The last couple times I've just had a hard shell taco.
Base.
It's also really
the
hard to get the meat in.
Yeah.
Is a square.
Crack it out. We like always break them.
I like a taco salad. Did you ever have like a taco
Ooh,
salad?
Love
like,
yes.
Okay, taco with a hard shell bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
It's the bread bowl of tacos.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
You ever see how they make, someone was like, you ever eat tortilla chips? And you never think about how it's made. And like authentic tortilla chips, it's just a fucking stack of tacos that they slice into corners and then they deep fry that. So if you eat like 10
you're eating
chips,
like
you're
a
eating
bunch
like five
bread.
Tacos.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just tortillas. So many calories. Or yeah, five tortillas. Yeah.
I know.
I've seen Nara Smith make
her Zin from scratch.
Yeah.
Zin?
Do you know who Nara Smith is?
No.
She's a trad wife.
That's like when I was just saying Julian Assange, Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no,
yeah.
for sure.
Okay.
She's the one that
she makes like lollipops from scratch.
Like gum from scratch, toothpaste from scratch.
She's like, today my husband was craving lollipops and we didn't have any, so
oh,
I decided to make
thing?
Them from scratch.
Yeah. So she'd make
you
it from scratch.
But apparently she's like stealing them from another trad wife.
Wait, no way.
Mm-hmm. Like
ooh,
one
trad
the,
wife drama.
I know.
I need a Netflix documentary.
Like there's
stat.
Always drama.
Is
within...
she the parody one or is she the real
no,
one?
No, she's real.
Where she's always like the same face every time. And she's
oh, that's
just,
a different
she's
one, of, I think.
This girl's kind of like serious looking.
Oh.
She wears like, she's like a model. Like the most expensive clothing too while she's like making them.
Oh.
So it's like a whole like
she's like black hair. And
I like can't clothes. Look at those. When I like see they're starting to like, my husband wanted cookies, so I decided to harvest
I only get Nara's.
Yeah, I do too.
Wait,
and then I watch because I'm like, this is nutty.
She was making Zins, like the pouch for nicotine?
No, people like have made it a meme now where it's like Nara's like me making Zin out of scratch. Or like,
there's like a picture of her making whatever she's making. Yeah. And then it's like making Zin from scratch.
Like Adderall or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's very funny.
Okay. Iced tea or lemonade?
Iced tea. 100%. Hunno.
You know what? Iced tea just has never done it for me.
Ooh.
Like I just didn't.
Sweetened or unsweetened?
My mom is a big peach tea lady. Oh. So I like peach
tea. Me too,
I like,
girly.
I like raspberry teas. I like really flavored teas. Generic tea, every time I have it, I'm like, ugh.
Like a green tea?
Well, a green tea is a green tea. We're talking about just standard iced tea.
Like, what is, but iced tea is a type of tea. There's always a type.
It's, I mean, like you're standing Lipton tea. Well,
it's black tea.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I love it. I used to be like addicted to it. I go to Starbucks and get the giant one and drink it all day.
Iced tea.
I'm going lemonade, but I don't like how it.
I love lemonade.
But lemonade, how it feels on your teeth, like after you've been drinking a lot.
Mm.
It's like.
I feel like I'm just so aware of how much sugar I'm drinking with
lemonade.
When
you drink lemonade?
Yeah.
Crazy Mike fact.
You've never had either?
I've never had, what was the first one? Iced tea? I've never had iced tea in my life.
What?
What?
Never had a Snapple.
He's never had the flu, never had iced tea.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I believe that.
He hasn't had the flu, but he's had allergies.
Either.
I've never had it.
You're 35.
I've never had it.
We'll bring you one next time. We'll take you to Starbucks after. Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen like the Lipton jugs.
It's not that great. I've looked at it. Never like an Arnold Palmer.
Nope.
That's lemonade and iced tea together.
Arnold Palmer, all day. I mean, that's the best thing of both. What vodka? Or wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you put vodka in, like an Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, that's literally why I have acid reflux. I would buy a Lipton iced tea and a lemonade, like bottles out of the vending machines in my dorm, and then would pour Rubinoff in it, and that would be my drink.
Rubinoff?
Yeah. What's Rubinoff?
Is it like the $8 vodka?
Yeah.
Oh.
In a plastic bottle.
Oof. What do you put?
And I would call it my Arnold Palmy Ruby mix.
Oh my God. My Arnie Palmy Ruby mix.
What do you put in a Long Island iced tea?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's three different types of alcohols. Yeah, it's like crazy. Vodka, tequila, and whiskey or something.
I just remember always getting those Applebee's. Like
rum. Yeah.
What's that?
Long Island.
Always getting those at Applebee's.
Long Island iced teas.
Because like the Target I worked at was next to an Applebee's, so we'd always go after work, and we'd always be like, they'd be like dollar drinks.
Long Islands.
Yeah, I've never had iced tea. I've had regular tea. I love a good green tea. I love a good
like hot.
You've
tea?
Never had black tea before?
I've had hot tea.
Like,
not
they have iced tea in like dispensers at places.
Never had.
Go try the charged lemonade.
I will never try it.
I love brisk
You'll never
tea.
Try it?
I just never have. Like I never had a Snapple. I remember Snapple.
Okay, but like you're
big.
Not anti-trying.
I guess I would try it. I just feel like I would not like it.
Mike, it's not cigarettes. It's just tea.
It just seems like an unappetite. Like tea is hot. Like it should be hot. It feels very strange.
No, but like a nice like sweetened like iced tea. It's like coffee, like, a little summer day.
Hold on. And this makes sense. You don't believe in any type of cold coffee, I'm saying.
No, I don't do iced coffee or cold brew.
I wouldn't even say that drinking like an iced tea is the same as drinking a hot tea. Like
two different flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like is Snapple good? What's Snapple?
Oh, hell yeah, Snapple's good.
Yeah, but
good.
That's more of like a juice.
Commercialized,
to me.
Like.
Oh, that's not. I thought Snapple was like the organic. Like,
I'm thinking of like an iced tea from like McDonald's
or
something.
Do you remember Brisk?
Yeah.
Of
like
course.
Brisk iced tea with like lemon in it, and like the little snowman was like kind of fucking on it.
Blue label. Yum. I loved Brisk.
Where Brisk, are those?
Brisk was a sleigh.
So fucking good.
I think
good.
That's literally the iced tea I would use.
Should we get tattoos?
To make my Arnold Palmy Ruby mix.
Brisk, baby. Oh. And I'd like Twisted Tea.
Oh, I like that too.
Ooh, man, Twisted Tea.
I got a citation from drinking Twisted Tea underage.
Busted.
Oh, damn.
Were you like, I thought it was Snapple.
No, I like put them down behind a car and then he was like, whose are these? And I was like, And then he was like, here's a $100 citation. And I was like, go fuck yourself, you A-cab.
You said that?
Yeah, right to his face.
Right to his face.
Right to his little pig nose.
But I never got the ticket in the mail.
Wait, you got a ticket recently?
First time I ever moved out to LA, I went down. It was the 4th of July.
You should check into that. If you do a ticket.
Well, here's what went down. We went down to Newport with Michael McBride. It was his birthday. We're chilling on the beach. He went to USC at the time. I'm new to LA. He's a senior at USC. I'm hanging out with a bunch of USC students. Cop comes over like in an ATV and we're on the beach having like a fireball in my cup. He goes, what's in the cup?
Oh, on the
beach? I go, nothing. And he goes,
great answer.
He goes,
not even like soda.
Great answer. Nothing.
He goes, here's what we're going to do here. I have some tabs here that I'm going to test if that's alcohol. If it comes back positive, then I'm going to write you two tickets. One for the alcohol and two for using the tabs, for using the test kits. And I go, okay, it's Fireball. And he goes, now why would you lie to a police officer? And I'm like,
now that's three, lying to a police officer.
And then I say, I'm so sorry. I'm new to town. I just moved to LA. I didn't know these were the rules of the beach. I feel terrible. Write me the ticket. He goes, okay, writes me the ticket. Then goes over to the rest of the group and starts yelling at these students. One of the girls was with the guy. She wasn't 21.
Uh-oh.
And she mouths off at him. She's like, well, I don't fucking care what you say. And he goes, you're going to jail. And
oh my
you're
God. Going to.
Then they arrest the entire group. Me and Michael McBride were just sitting there like the blanket over, but we weren't involved in him.
Right.
Yelling.
It was a separate group.
He hauls them all off in like a golf cart, takes them to jail.
Oh my
so
God.
I had the receipt for this ticket, but I think since I was like compliant and accepting of it.
He didn't process it.
They never sent it. And dang. I think because he arrested the kids because they were being.
They
have you ever
down?
Been pulled over since you've lived in LA?
No, I've never been pulled over in LA.
You might be up for a surprise if you get pulled over. They go, we have an unpaid ticket from 2018.
Do you think it was actually Newport?
I don't know how that jurisdiction works, but I would be careful.
But
they're
I
so weird. Like when you go through their like Easy Pass.
Mm-hmm.
They
Newport?
Just, yeah, it's not even like in the Easy Pass lane, but they just have like a toll you go through. But they like. Are like, if you don't pay this within 7 days.
Oh, then they send you a thing in the mail? Yeah, just drive through it. I
it's
do
so
it every time.
Stupid.
The fast track?
Well, no, you. It's no, not even the fast lane. It's just like a toll, like, road.
And then you have to go log in and pay it?
Yes.
Oh. I drive through the fast track one, and then I'm going to just mail it to me. And then it's like a $12 surcharge.
Usually it's like $40.
Oh, maybe it's my, maybe it's because it was my first.
Well, first time you do it, it's like $12. And then if you do it again and you don't buy it, it's like $30, $40.
Oh, I've only done it twice, and I had my two different license plates, so maybe they just.
Oh, you got lost.
Maybe
I got to
get another LOL mic part too.
Yeah, he probably has. He's got a whole new license now.
Do you
now.
Think there's still that ticket out there? This was 10 years ago.
Why
haven't they contacted like me?
They might not have been able to find you, but that does happen.
Driver's license number.
If you don't pay like a parking ticket, or you don't pay like a ticket, and then you get pulled over, that will flag, and they could like take you in because you have. You're like a delinquent.
Well, then I'm a fugitive in New York.
Are you?
Yeah. I didn't finish. He gave me a $400 ticket. Well, he gave me two tickets, one for speeding and then one for not using my blinker when he pulled me over. And so I was like so poor and I was like, I'm not paying this and then just never did.
There's probably a statute of limitation on that.
That's crazy. No, what a fucking asshole.
It's like
right?
you were behind me.
And there was
knew
no one
was
there.
Going.
Like we were in upstate New York. Like it wasn't like we were on a busy road and
that's like the big action for them though. We pulled over a girl. Yeah. Big news this week.
Did she cry?
okay. So I'll get to laser tag one. Laser tag or snowball fight?
Oh, that's a really good one.
laser tag.
Laser tag.
Snowball fight, too cold. It might hurt.
I feel like boys would really like snowball fights. But like for me, I'm like so much work and then.
So yeah, a snowball fight is just more of a 2-3 minute kind of like ha ha he he.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, I mean, I can understand doing like a full on snowball fight. Honestly, I've never really had a proper snowball fight in my entire life.
Snowball fights are pretty thrilling. You break up into teams. You start gathering up your ammo. You pick your sides.
Oh, that's right. I feel like because we grew up on the East Coast, like at recess, like literally that's what we would do.
We'd be doing that at recess.
It's a 30 minutes. That's an event.
But then it would get like so heated where we would just start like physically assaulting one another.
Yeah, you just start beating each other up.
Just like shoving snow.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it would be like ice almost.
Yes.
It'd be like, ow.
Especially like on the East Coast, it rains a lot like after snow. But my fifth grade teacher at one point, he like told my parents, he was like, she like beats up the boys during recess.
If you get one to the face and you're not expecting it, you're like, who the fuck threw that?
Yeah.
And you just come back with your fist.
It's like hockey. They just actually start fighting.
So fun.
Snowball fights are pretty fucking exhilarating.
I think I would pick laser tag though if it was like a cool modern laser tag. I feel like I went to one a couple years ago and I was like,
It was a little 90s and dinky.
I used to love laser tag. Yeah. We would go and I would be drenched in sweat.
Oh, when you go in that debriefing room and they like, this is the rules, pick your side. You're like, shit, we're going into battle. I am storming the beaches.
We fought for our country.
Normandy. Yeah. I know. I feel like when I went, it was like mostly adults, but some kids. And the kids, I'm just like, you have to take this too seriously. Like, we're not in war.
That's how I viewed it.
Yeah, we are.
I know. Yeah. But it was just very funny.
We are. Okay. Movie stars or pop stars?
Pop stars.
Pop stars.
I'm pop stars.
Pop
too.
Stars. Also, this era pop star girlies.
I like movie stars because I don't, because sometimes I think there's a bit of a shelf life for pop stars. And I think movie stars genuinely give you something always more exciting if they're like constantly reinventing themselves. I'm talking about like a good pop, good movie star. Pop stars. Sometimes it's like they're trying to make new stuff all the time and it just doesn't hit.
Well, I think like, name a movie star.
Margot Robbie.
Name a movie star.
I think like Tom Cruise. It's like, okay, we get it. Like you're doing the same thing.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for, she's coming out with an Apple show that is like Housewives.
Oh.
Wait, like
Real Housewives.
Unscripted?
No, scripted. But it's like based off of Real Housewives.
Jennifer Lawrence a movie star. She's an actress.
Have you ever seen The Hunger Games?
Wait.
Oh, I guess she's Jennifer a movie Lawrence star.
She's one of the top. Jennifer Lawrence is like a movie star.
A movie star?
Yeah. Yes. Isn't she only in movies?
Yeah, but I just think of movie stars like.
She's one best actress.
Like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, iconic. Like someone that everyone in America can recognize. Like, I don't think my mom knows who Jennifer Lawrence is.
That's fair. I like pop stars. I love watching like the TikToks of their performances. I like watching them perform on SNL. I like.
Yeah. I don't really care about movie stars. Yeah. I'm like, oh, they're in the movie. Great.
Yeah.
And also, I think actors are just kind of boring as people because their whole thing is they play other people and then themselves are
That's what's so fun is you get to see all these different variations of them. It's not like the same thing or like everything's in the same vein of like pop music. We can see them take on the lives and stories of all these different types of people.
Yeah, but
in seeing how dynamic they are, it's exciting. You never know what.
But then you're never
get.
Actually connecting with them. Like when you connect with a pop star, you get to see them live. It's their songs. It's their name. It's like they're being themselves. Movie stars, they're always someone else except for themselves.
Well, you know what? I think.
So you would love reality TV.
I think movie stars can sing, but I really don't think pop stars can act.
Oh, I disagree.
Have you seen
with
Taylor
that.
Swift and Cats?
Yeah, and how did that do?
Amazing.
I think
Justin Timberlake,
like Jennifer Hudson, she can act. I think there's like
Eminem won a fucking Oscar.
Yeah, true. Maybe I'll take it back.
Take it back.
Not a pop star.
I think it's cringe when actors try to be in bands and like be musicians, like.
But what if it's really
the 13
good?
Reasons guy?
Or like Johnny Wallows. Depp is like in a rock band with like his old drinking buddies and it's like, ugh.
Kate Hudson, though, she has like now started her music career. She's always been able to sing.
So good.
And she's just not really acting anymore. But so now she's really That's doing cool. the music stuff and she's incredible.
Have you guys heard Katy Perry's like snippet of the new? It's like her comeback. It's a snippet of the song she's coming back with. Yeah. It is so bad.
Yeah, really? It's pretty lukewarm.
It's literally like. I am a woman. I'm intelligent.
Sexy, confident.
I gotta listen.
Oh.
I was just like,
it sounds like we don't need to listen.
Yeah.
Well, and Dr. Luke is producing like the album.
Yeah,
so
that was a whole thing too. Dr. Luke was like the Kesha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He got in trouble.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Hats or sunglasses?
Sunglasses for me.
I always lose my sunglasses, so I'd rather go hats.
I've never lost a pair of sunglasses in my entire life.
Wow. That's honestly like a good never have I ever.
It's
You've insane. Never have I ever lost sunglasses. Never have I ever had iced tea.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Never have I ever had the flu.
Mike would be great, actually.
I've never had the flu, yeah.
Although I might be wearing a Red Sox hat. Well, we're going to a Dodgers game. We're playing Red Sox.
I know, you told me.
Should I wear the Red Sox hat there?
Yeah.
I might be Is that going bad? To a Red Sox game.
No.
When you're out in the
Boston.
Cape.
Fun. See, that's where I want to go to a Red Sox game.
Is it baseball season right now? Over the summer, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when sports are.
I was just in Omaha and the College World Series are happening. And I feel like this would be nowhere else but Omaha. But like at the airport, there's like, it was where we got drunk. I don't know if you remember like exactly where we were, but there was like a whole crowd in that area and the TV was playing the College World Series. And every like 20 minutes, they'd be like, woo! like everyone clapping, and I'm like, this is the College World Series.
It's so I feel funny. Like it's like that in a lot of places.
Yeah, no, totally.
Matt King is going to the Olympics.
Oh, Matt King is at the Olympics.
He followed me and we DM'd each other.
No
really?
Way.
Yep. Wait, what did you say?
Yeah.
I said.
He followed you back or followed you first?
He followed me back.
Okay.
Oh, you followed him first.
I followed him first and then he followed me back and then he shared on his Instagram story, you know, like his qualifying picture that like Team USA was sharing. And I said, hell yeah, let's go Matt King. He's like, hell yes, Matt King.
What's his thing?
Yeah, what's his sport?
This 4x100 freestyle, like relay, like the men one that's like the four guys.
Swimming, running?
Swimming.
Oh, swimming.
I don't know.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I don't know any of those words.
I thought I texted y'all like a screenshot.
You did, but I don't think I
didn't really understand what it was. Yeah.
I saw the name. I was like, oh, he's a part of the Olympics, but I didn't know like what he played.
So he's like Michael Phelps.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I don't think he's qualified in that many
How
events.
How old is he?
But I think he's like 20, 21.
Oh my God, a little baby.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is that crazy that he's like so young?
I just think it's just awesome. Another Matt King. Yeah. And just someone to root for during the Olympics.
But he's going, where are the Olympics this year? France?
Paris. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that they're
pooping in the river?
Protesting by pooping in the Seine?
No way.
No, wait, what?
Because they're so pissed that it's happening there. And apparently they're supposed to like swim in there or something.
They were supposed to do all the swimming events in the Seine. Yeah. And the mayor.
So people are going to take a shit in it?
Protest.
And the mayor and like the governor or whoever, like the prime minister of France or whatever, made an agreement that it was going to be so clean by June 26th. They were going to swim in the Seine. And then all the French people were like,
we
are going to go poo-poo in the Seine.
Well, I saw something. It was like protest was like postponed. Boned or something, but yeah, the water looks disgusting.
There's like E. coli in
that
it.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
for
they've
their
been
whole...
testing it. It's been like the
it
most like dirty.
So possible they were going to pull it off like 2 years ago when I was looking at all the plans and stuff. Everyone was really excited for
what were they doing like a
it was going to
like a relay or something
in the water.
Yeah, like it would. You know how people like swim in the ocean.
There's also the kayaking and the swimming and like decathlon stuff. Yeah,
God.
It was going to be part of a lot of events, but looks like they're going to have to go with a plan B.
I also saw a video this is just one random video, but it was, getting ready for the Olympics in Paris. And there was like this huge rusted building. The whole building was made out of rust and they just spray painted it white to make it look new. And it was like, why build it when you could just paint over it? And there's a lot of.
Oh, my God.
Like haphazard measures to try and like. Make it better, but I can't imagine pooping in your own water supply. Like, that sounds like it's are you going to turn on your sink and drink now, like in France? Like, sounds like
that's why you don't drink the tap.
But like Parisians do now.
Yeah.
I don't know if their tap, though, comes from the Seine, though.
It just seems like a biological nightmare. Like, that seems like a
I think people
terrorism.
Just don't like.
It's so funny.
Are people pooping at home, taking it to the river, and then dumping it in? Or are they squatting in front of the river?
How are they transporting the turds?
They're squatting over the river.
Squatting. Yeah.
Or is it like their dog poop they're throwing in there?
Honestly, probably all.
Probably all of it.
The French people
want to make it so like when they test it,
it's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they raised $1.3 billion to clean it. And then everyone's just going to go poop in it.
Oh my God.
What a waste of
I'm going to do that when they do the Olympics here.
They almost burned their whole country down last year or two years ago when they tried to raise the a retirement age from like 64 to 66 or something in France where like your benefits kick in. Remember when there was all those like fires in France last year?
Yeah.
It was to protest against.
Vive la Résistance.
Yeah.
Like, why do they even care? They barely work anyway.
That's what I'm saying. They're here to support the cause.
They're always on holiday.
Yeah. What was that? Wait. Oh, you're talking about Matt King. I was like, how do we get on pooping in the French river? I was like, pooping
Good
in
luck,
the
Matt.
River, pooping
He's
in the
gonna come to LA.
Do you think like in 2028
the LA
or just
Olympics?
Before the Olympics? The Olympics are
you
in 1 month.
Him?
Yeah, you should hit him up.
I should.
Yeah,
well,
like,
not before the Olympics. He's got to get his head in the game.
But he may be here for like PR and like press stuff. And so his publicist
You think they do it here?
Like,
should he be on the podcast?
I can see them coming to LA to shoot commercials and stuff to have all of that stuff ready for.
Oh, that's a good
Because when
point.
You're watching the Olympics, I feel like you see a lot of commercials with Olympians in them.
Yeah, probably either like here or New York.
Yeah,
so he qualified, so he will be in the Olympics.
Yeah, Team USA. I was worried, though, because he was like a few seconds. He missed. There was something, the thing I sent you, he missed it by 0.1 second. And he placed third. You have to be in the top two.
When did you figure out that someone named Matt King was?
Somebody. Oh, my brother-in-law was working at Hamburger Heaven, was watching on the
TV.
He was like, Matt King, what the hell?
That's so funny.
I've been having a lot of like imposters right now. Like, it's just apparently my IMDb is connected to another Matt King who's the producer for this show called Criminal. That's like this big show that's going to come out. I had some acting friends reach out to me and said, I just sent in a tape. Aren't you the producer for this show? And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Look at my IMDb and it's linked to that. Oh, I'm the producer of this show with these big actors. Should I?
What would you change it to?
If I had to change my name.
Yeah. Patricia's last name.
No. Should I keep the King or should I change my first name?
No, change both.
They're both
my middle
pretty.
Name's Ryan. Oh.
Just
but
three.
Matt Ryan is a quarterback.
Ryan King.
So Ryan what? King.
That sounds like
I feel like that would be
too.
Equally
that sounds like a guy
as.
Who's like spiky hair. What's up, guys? Ryan King here.
Like,
or like Ernest Goldhart.
Ernest Goldhart. Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah. A
little Fitz.
I like Fitzpatrick.
Patricia, I like that name for a boy.
A first name? Fitzpatrick?
No, it's James Fitzpatrick.
Middle name?
Yeah, but he would go by Fitz, his first name. Because my dad.
Like,
well,
in,
I don't know.
Why are you whispering this?
I don't know, because I feel like it's like all
the microphone's baby picking
names.
It up either way.
It's like steal pretty, baby name.
Pretty Little Liars.
You stole my baby. She stole my baby name. You bitch.
We have some MMA assholes, like, not for this, but like when we do them for our podcast, sometimes it's like, I was going to name my baby this, and then my sister ended up doing it, and my asshole for being mad. It's like, oh.
Nutty.
People steal baby names.
Yeah. It's apparent.
I feel like if it's someone on here, though, like, you'll never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
But Fitz, he was in
All right, should we do rapid fire a few more?
Sure. Waffle or pancake?
Waffle.
Waffle.
Oh, actually, my cousin had a cat named Waffles and Pancake.
like sister cats?
Yeah. Waffles or pancakes? Honestly, pancakes, but I respect the hell out of a waffle.
Okay, let me think about this. Is the best waffle better than the best pancake?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, that's if we're going best of the best, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say waffle. I just feel like I eat them more.
Spectacular, give me 14 of them right now.
What is that?
Are y'all not on that meme of TikTok where like the wife goes,
I don't know anything
eats it,
that
he's
you're
like,
saying.
Spectacular, give me 14 of them right now. Don't you want to know what's in it? I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
I
like
don't
a,
care. No. Amazing.
It's like it goes in front of a video.
There's
or something.
Pancakes. Yeah, she's like, sweet potato.
Oh, never mind. I don't know.
It's a meme.
About.
Oh, fine. Well,
I've been on TikTok in years.
Okay, board games or video games?
Video games.
Video games.
Oh, I'm bored. Board games.
I think it depends.
With a whole group, you got to invite people over. You got to explain rules and stuff.
I think that, or are you saying in a group setting, do you want to play a video game with people or?
Yeah. Like, but my video games I'm playing are like Mario Party.
Yeah. I
so
feel
like
board
you have
game
to play
is
with
more
people.
Fun with people.
The new one's coming out, Mario Party Jamboree.
What the heck is that?
Uh-oh. Gotta get a Switch.
Like on the Switch?
I have one.
Oh.
We could all play.
God, we'll bring my controller.
On this TV.
Yeah, we just do a live stream of us playing Mario Party
Yoshi.
Jamboree.
Start a Twitch
Who
channel.
Who is everyone? Yoshi Peach.
I'm usually kind of Kirby.
Oh.
Or Toad.
I'm usually Mario.
Kirby?
Mario.
Oh, Kirby's like Super Smash.
Yeah.
But isn't he part of... No, he's
no.
not in
that
Mario
should be
Party.
Mike
I'm thinking of Super Smash. My bad.
I liked Kirby too because he would suck people up.
Oh,
I always thought that was
who
so
they were,
fun.
Get their
yeah.
powers.
Who are you?
Mario.
Mario. Mario and Luigi.
Watch any episode of The Sopranos.
Or literally Real Housewives of New York.
It's a mamma Mario.
Do you guys know how the mafia
was? It's a mamma Mario.
You told them already.
I know.
Do you know, do you know it's a me is actually super in Japanese? So he's really
saying.
Is
that real?
Super
Mario.
Oh,
it's the mafia all over again.
Oh, here we go. Is it real or not?
Mafia.
Mafia. Mafia. Guys, I have to pee so bad.
So
me too.
My teeth are floating.
Well, it's 11:30, so.
You have to pee so bad your teeth
My mom just always says it and I don't get it.
My
I think
floating?
In her mind, it's like the pee is all the way up here. But your teeth don't float, so I don't know.
Hamburgers or hot dogs?
What?
Hamburgers.
Hamburger. Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With pickles.
Hamburgers or hot dogs? Corn dog.
Okay.
Not an option.
Honestly, why aren't corn dogs more popular? I've never
heart
turned
disease.
Down.
Heart disease. What? Oh, heart disease?
Heart disease.
Heart disease.
Heart disease. Heart disease.
Oh, God, a fucking corn dog is fantastic.
Okay, five more. Rapid fire.
Okay. Fruits or veggies?
Fruits.
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 Cookies or chips?
Cookies.
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 Chips.
Black or white?
Aaron.
No, like the color. Like I
white.
Black.
Black clothes for me.
Yeah.
I never wear black.
White is a little like too
I think
bright.
White.
Okay. Comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Comedy.
Horror.
I like both.
Well, you got to pick. Gun to your head.
Comedy. No, horror.
Fuck you.
Dine in or dine out? I'm dine in.
Wait, what's the difference?
Like eat at the restaurant or take it home?
Which one's which?
Dine out.
Dine in?
Dine out.
I think both is like, oh,
are you dining in?
Are you dining in or are you eating?
Dining out is like takeout.
I feel like I'm having a stroke right now.
You go eat out. You go out to eat.
No, listen.
But then you dine in at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you're dining out, we're going to go out to
no,
eat.
No, you're like you're dining out of the restaurant.
Would you rather Postmates or go to a go. Restaurant?
Oh, you pick dine it. In or to go?
I just didn't know which one is which. So dine in is eating at the restaurant.
I want to say dine in.
I'm dine in.
But I feel like I dine out more.
Okay.
That's me too.
Dine in is way better, except it just costs way more because of tip. But when you're in Europe or like a country where there's
no
tip included,
system.
Like in London, why the fuck am I cleaning up my own shit if tip's already included?
So tea. Soft serve or hard?
Serve. Soft.
What?
Ice cream.
Wait, isn't all ice cream soft serve? What's hard?
No.
Hard serve.
What?
Soft serve is like is like in the machine where it's like
mean?
You swirl it at it's McDonald's.
And what's
like,
a hard serve
where
of
you
ice
get
like
scooped.
In a pint of ice cream.
That's a hard serve?
Yes.
I've just never heard it called that
before.
Oh,
I always just thought like it's all kind of soft serve.
Who are these aliens?
Is it soft serve like yo?
I don't know what's happening.
Soft serve is where it comes like out of the machine and it like swirls and it's incredibly creamy and soft.
I can comprehend. I just
didn't never
know
really
it
thought
but like
the
you go to like
types.
A Cold Stone or a Haagen-Dazs or a...
Oh, okay.
Those are hard serve.
Hard serve. Hard serve then.
I always crave a soft serve.
Same. The texture is just you like
I
put your
know.
Mouth
soft
on it.
And then
but
on
I gotta
the summer,
be
it's like melting on you.
I gotta be like at a deli, like a Schlotsky's deli and
a
get
deli?
Some soft serve. Have you ever had Schlotsky's?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, they're like big in like Texas, but they always got like a soft serve in the back. And I love that where it's like it's a bit of a treat. I didn't know I was coming in for soft serve.
I love
and you got it. I'll gladly take it.
The texture of soft serve is...
Also, the soft serve at like a buffet is always really hits.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
That's
I was
like salt and
that.
Straw. Nothing hits like a salt and straw, too. Just you get that scoop of
they're
like...
always switching up the flavors. I never know what I'm
going
to... Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Well, that's you go and you try them.
Yeah.
It's part of the
can
experience.
The
you can't because there's a line out the door for fucking
it's
5 miles.
It's true.
Well, that's... Yeah.
Okay.
Last one.
Polka dots or stripes?
Stripes.
I used to be a polka dot girly for
stripes.
Sure.
Stripes are more timeless.
I think I'm like in my polka dot like
really?
Little world right now, but I feel like normally it would be stripes. Like I'm wearing stripes right now.
Polka dots I feel like are just so specific. Stripes are timeless.
I'm never Adidas. That excited about polka dots. But when like Patricia does show me a polka dot thing, I'm like, oh, polka dots are back? She's like, they're so back.
I
I'm
love
like,
polka
cool.
dots. You
cool.
have like a I'm couple not... polka dot dresses right now. Because like polka dots you can get like really little teeny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like really big, like the Julia Stiles dress
the
or Julia
poles.
Roberts dress. The polka dot poles.
Hey, knock, polka dot poles. Polka dots in or not?
What?
I don't know. But just the way like, that who, really
keeps,
funny.
Who keeps the eye on the wave of polka dots? When they're
like,
coming?
No,
like,
I think it's just a
stripes are always in. Stripes are always in.
I like stripes.
Polka well, then polka dots because I don't follow.
Is it based on the music or did the music come first?
Polka?
Yeah.
Polka.
No idea.
Was that the music and then the dot? Are they even not even related?
I feel
they
like they're probably
from...
not related, I bet.
Yeah. Polka music's fun.
I think it's like a way of like just describing the type of dot. Like, you know, like there's different
like it's a...
colors of crayons where it's like, this is Daisy. Like they were like, we have all these dots. Let's call them just polka dots.
Wait, is there a difference between regular dots and polka dots?
No.
They're just dots.
Yes, but I think there's
why
a different
are
type
they called
of, because
that?
It's consistent.
Well, like, why wouldn't they be called like circle dots?
Yeah.
Or just dots?
I think maybe.
What's a polka dot?
It's like the name. It's like.
Can polka dots be a single color? Or is it only multicolor?
They can be different colors, Mike.
No,
anything
I know.
Possible
I know. When you see multicolors, that's polka dots. But
my
if,
brain
what if
hurts.
It's just like a white shirt with like black dots all over? Is that a polka dotted shirt?
Yeah.
I know the difference.
No.
What?
The term originated because of the popularity of the polka dance.
Oh.
Around the same time the pattern became fashionable.
Oh, because the dresses were polka and they would spin around and it would look
like dots.
Oh, polka people wear
polka people.
Polka people wear polka dots or it just looks like they're wearing polka dots.
No, they are. That's what she's saying. The
show
dress.
Me a picture of like a polka people wearing polka dots.
I don't know if polka is a type of person. I think it's a type of music.
Well, right, but polka and
it's a music
like,
genre.
How cool
that is
the polka
cool.
dot?
That's related to polka music?
No, this is just a polka dot.
A 19th century style of genre and dance in Bohemia, now part of the Czech Republic.
Yeah, it's very
polka, weird. Polka dots are so in.
Polka dot is a pattern consisting of an array of large filled circles of the same size.
It is large.
They're all the same size.
They have to be the same size. Yeah. Although I feel like there's definitely people call polka dresses where they kind of like get smaller and smaller, or they're all different sizes.
I have a dress, but they like teeny tiny dots on it.
She wore a teeny weeny, itsy bitsy yellow polka Minnie dot Mouse. Bikini.
Minnie Mouse was the first iteration in pop culture in 1928.
Queen Minnie.
Polka dot queen.
Okay, I'm going to go pee my pants.
Me too.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
For watching.
We'll see you next week. Love ya. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.